The ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking and fat cows. Genesis 41:4. Pharaoh's dream is a picture of what happens in the life of saints. For weeks, you lived in a moment-by-moment awareness of your precious Lord, and then when you stumbled in sin, you think all the spiritual good was reversed. For weeks, you thanked and praised Jesus in everything, prayed for people that hurt you, and rose above petty strife and contention. You were conscious of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. But when you stumbled, you despaired, as if all was for nothing. Fortunately, the Apostle Paul also stumbled and told you what to do when it happens. First, let's look at Paul's feelings of despair. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Romans 7:21-25. 1. He admits he has a problem. 2. He admits the problem is inside him. 3. He gives you the biblical cure. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:1-11. Why shouldn't every year be richer than the past in love and usefulness and joy? Every year you've experienced more of Christ and should be more like Him. O Lord, help me not fall back into the flesh, but when I do, help me to quickly repent, focus on Christ, and walk according to the Holy Spirit.